We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Hei Mabez. We are beginning 16 lines from the top of Tzadik Hei Mabez. The first words on the line is Zarcha Ba'avurai. So the Gemara says, Lamaisa, that Avishai recommended that David should take the klala, that his descendants should be destroyed. And the shaila is, did that happen, and when did that happen? Zok the Gemara, Manolo the Kalzare the David. How do you know that David's children, his descendants were destroyed? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vaslaya, Emach Azuyo, Rosa, Kimes Beno, she saw that her son died, Vatokam Vatoived, is Kol Zera Hamamlocha. And she went and destroyed, she wanted to be the king herself, and therefore she went and she killed everyone in the family. She saw that a son from the family was dead, and therefore she decided she's going to try to become the king, because her son Ahaziah was assassinated, and she figured that she will be the king. Levisa, she killed everyone, but she forgot one person. We'll see in a second. Talking about Tavis calls Aram Malacha. She killed all the children, all the children of the Malucha, of the family. Vreti Gemara, Vaha Ishtayer Le Yoyosh. Levisa, someone hid Yoyosh, and he landed becoming the king of Yehuda. So he was left from the descendants of David HaMelech. So all David HaMelech's descendants were not killed. Gemara, Hosam Nami Ishtayer of Yosar. Yitaka find that from the Noiv Irakianim, Evyosar was saved from the Noiv Irakianim. Evyosar was the Kohen Gadol Achimelech's son. The Chsiva Yemalit Ben Echod LaAchimelech, one son by Yemalit Ben Echod LaAchimelech, Ben Achitu Vishmai Evyosar, by Yivrach Achrei David. One son was left over, so you see, so Midik Negamida. Just like when Noiv Irakianim, one son was left over, here also, he was left over, one son was left over from his family. Amrav Yudam Arab, Elmalei Nishtayer, or Le Nishtayer, Avyasa, Lachmelch, Machitov, if not that Avyasa was left over from Shaul's, the killing the Noiv Irakianim, if not that being left, Le Nishtayer, Mazar Shadov, it's true to put, nothing were left from David HaMelech's family. So tomorrow, Vaita, back to explaining the story with Sancheriv about his army. We're going to say some crazy things about his army, how big it was, and the Gemara goes like this. Amrav Yudam Arab, Baalei and Sancheriv Rasha was coming to capture Yehuda, Malch Yehuda, to come kill and capture the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Baalei and Sancheriv HaRasha, Sachem Rasha came by Arbam Chamishim Elef Bnei Malachim Yeshiva Kroinir Shalzav. He came with 45,000 princes sitting in these golden chariots. Now these princes were children of kings of different countries. V'imahem, and they brought with them these 45,000 princes, Shegloinois V'zoinois. They brought their wives with Zoinois, because they weren't scared. They were so confident of the victory that they even brought ladies. V'shmoinim Elef, now that was part of the army. One part of the army was 45,000 princes. Another part was V'shmoinim Elef, Gebarim L'vushay Syrian Klippa. Another 80,000 were wearing armor. 80,000 wearing the special armor. And 60,000 foot soldiers running with swords in front of them. Vashar Parashim, and the Shar were Parashim riding horses. The Shar were riding horses. V'chein Bo'u Al Avram, and the same type of idea was the type of army that came against Avram with the four kings. V'chein Asidim Lovim Goy Gemagoy, and the same will be when they come fight. Goy Gemagoy comes fight with Klai Yisrael. Also be such a crazy army, such a size army. V'astita Tana. It says in the Braisa about the army of Sancheriv, Oruch Machaneh Abamei is Parsi. The length of the Machne of Sancheriv's army was length of 400 Parsis, which is a crazy amount. If you turn that into miles, I think it's around 1,000 miles. That's how long it is. Reichav Tzavar Susov, if you lined up all the horses neck by neck, and the thickness of that was Abam Parsi, 40 Parsi, which would be like 100 miles wide. Sach Machneu, how big were the entire army? We just said before, like the Russia guy says, the heads of the army. How big was the entire army? Sach Machneu, Masayim Shishim Ribu Alafim Chosachad. It was 260,000 times 10,000, missing one. Now, 260,000 times 10,000 equals 2,600,000,000 minus one. Already the Ben Yada says it can't be taken literally. 2,600,000,000 people in the army is crazy amount. So it means they had the strength of that size army. Now, it said minus one. What does that mean? Baya baya. Does that mean chaser chad ribuya? Does that mean 2.6 billion minus one. What one minus 1/10,000? One means one group of 10,000. Or chas echad alpha means missing 1,000, or it means chas ameya missing 100, or chas echad missing one person. The Gemara comes out with a teiku. Now, the chidah I think asks, what's in a geya the shaila? Like masha haya haya. What's the teiku shaila if it's missing 10,000, missing 100, missing 1,000? What's in a geya? So some say, because if someone writes a star like this, a 2.6 billion star, writes minus one, what does it mean? Does it mean minus 10,000 or minus 1,000? That's why the shah is the Gel Halacha. Zokta Maravaita Tana, that when the Assyrian army of Ashur, they crossed the Yarden on the way to get to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Rishonim over Vashachi. When they crossed the Yarden, the first group, the first units, they had to swim. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, V'cholaf, Yehuda, Shotaf, V'Avar. Shotaf, V'Avar sounds like they were swimming through it. Emtsoyin, the second group, already the first group went through, it took out most of the water because it got absorbed in their clothing and everything, and they were drinking it. A lot of the water got moved already, got drained already. Emtsoyin over Bekoima. The second group was able to walk through the yard, and that's how low it was. Shenemar ad tzavar yigia, it reached to their necks. Achroinim helof v'ragleim. By the second time the last group went through, there was only dust in the yardim because there was no water left. They couldn't find any water to drink. So they brought water from another place and they drank it. Like it says in the Pasuk, Shenema, ani karati shemayim, I had to dig springs to drink water. It was 2 billion soldiers. 185,000. Everyone's dead. So it sounds like they were dead. And 185,000 were dead, not 2 billion. Hello, Russia, guys are saying. When we say 185,000, we just mean the heads, the commanders, the generals, that was 185,000. There was much more that were killed. Much bigger army was much bigger and they were killed. Amar Vashi Dekanami, we have a riot that we're talking about in the Pasuk, the Rashi Geisus. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, B'meshmanov Razoin, B'shmeinim Ispu, that Hashem destroyed the Shmeinim, the fat ones. Amar Avir Dekanami, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Yishlech Hashem Malach, Vayached kol gibor chayil v'nogid v'sar b'machnas. You see, we're talking about the sarim, the nogid, the gibor chayil. We're talking about the main, we're talking about all the Russia geisers. Vayovei beis elikav, we're talking about Sancheriv. He returned back home. He turned back home embarrassed. Umiyetzia meyav sham hepulu v'cherev. And his own children killed him, which we'll see more about as we go along, how his own children landed him killing him. Shema minah. So you can see it was more than 185,000 because you see in the Pasuk that it was to my Sarim, so you see it was more than 185,000. That was talking about the Russia guy says. So the Gemara Mehekeim, what did they use, the Malach that killed them, what did he use to kill them? Rav Lezer says, Beyad he came. He hit him with his hand. Shenema v'yar yishol seyod ha'gdoilo. It says that Vayar, it says by the nace of Kriyas Yamsa, Vayar Yisrael Sayyar Agdoyla. It sounds like that hand, the great hand, Hayat Shasidli Farah Misacher, the hand that's one day going to punish Sancheriv. Because it doesn't say Vayar Rashi speaks out, Vayar Yisrael is Yod Agdoyla. It's Hayod, the hand that's going to be a great hand, which is going to punish someone. So it was with a hand, that's at a Malach, hit the Sacher's army. Rav Shua Eimer, Betzbam he came. He hit him with his finger. Shenemro, it's in the Pasuk, V'yemar ha-chatum ma-parei, Etzba le-kim he, Etzba le-kim he, what was it, that Etzba, he Etzba shesidu farm Sacher. That's the finger that he's going to come and pay and destroy Sacher. Rav Lozmer, Shavigli Eimer, Amalekosh Baruch Gabriel, Maglocha Natusha, is your magal, which is your sickle, its type of sword, is that is used to cut tefua, is it sharpened? Amalafanov, so Gabriel said, Rabbanin Shalom, Natusha is reservations, it's already sharpened from Shesh Beverish, Shanam is in the Bosom, Micharavas Nodu, it's all sharpened already. So the Gemara Vayter Vashem Yechoi Oimer Oisa Perig Zvan Pesha Peris Halya. That time was a time of when the fruits were getting ripened in Eretz Yisrael, and that was Gavriel's job to ripen the Peris. So only because Baruch Gavriel, because at the age of Vashel Peris, when you go to ripen the Peris, Hizakilem, go kill the Ashur. Agav, when you go to ripen the Peris, kill the Assyrians, kill the Ashur. Shnemar Midei Avro Yikacheschem, on the way back down, you should take them. Kibabayker Abayker Yaver Bayom V'Layla. Every morning, every night, you pass by Virak Zava Hovin Shmua, and then you should scare them when you come by, which means that on the way by, it means like scare them. You know, in the daily rounds that you're going around to ripen the fruit. That's your job. Just one day, just take care of the army, destroy the army, and destroy them. All right, Papa, I'm Inchi. That's they say a saying like that's what Gavriel. What Gavriel did is say a saying. It says, "Agav orkel about bavak shtama." When you pass by, as you pass by, you know, show your enemy that you're here and you want to hurt them. V'yesh aimrim. So we have a few pshat already how they killed them, either beyad or beetzpa, or was with a sickle, with a sword. V'yesh aimrim v'choit mam noshav ben mesu. Some say that Gavriel blew into their nostrils and they died. Shnema v'gam noshav ben v'yevoshu. He blew into them and they dried up. Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Alma says, Kapayim Sibir Kolam Mesu. He clapped his hands and they died. Shnem v'gam ani ake kapi al kapi v'nechoyis v'chamasi. I'll bang my hand on a hand and therefore my anger will be laid to rest. He let them listen. He opened their ears with Shomu Shir Pichayis Mesu. And they heard the sublime songs of the Chayis. And from that they died. From the high up there, from listening to that ruchnius of the shira, they died from that. The pasha died from listening to the shira of the chayas. The kamenishdayim mehem. How much was left from all the entire army? Rav Amar Asara. Rav says it was 10 soldiers survived. Shnemar ushar eitz yaroi misper yiu. And what's left over of the forest should be a little bit. The nar yichtavim, and a nar could write it down. Kama nar yichtavim, which letter in the alphabet could a nar write? A yud, cool, is a little drop of ink. Asara, and that is 10. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, you know how many soldiers left in the army? That means the Malach went and destroyed the army. We know Sancheriv survived, and a few others survived. How much? How many? How many survived? Rav says it was 10 people, that's it. Shmuel Amatisha said it was 9. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, about who survived. Initially by Oilalois, Kenoikev Zayas Shnayim Shloisha, Gagarim Barosh Amir, Arbach Yishav Vesefeh. That it's like olives that a few, two or three are left, they were left over here, four or five in the branches. Now 4 plus 5 is 9, that's the Shita of Narim. Shuma Levi Omer, you count everything in the Pasuk, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, it's all together 14, because 5 plus 9 is 14. Shuma Levi Omer, Arba Osar, Shenemar, Shnayim Shloisha, Arba Chavisha, all together that's 14, that's how many people survived. Yerichan Emar, only 5. Chamisha, Sancheriv, Shnei Bonov, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar. It was Sancheriv, his two sons, which we see in a second, Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar. That's all that survived. And Fizer, Zog Rashi, Rabbi Yechem, would crawl a die, he'll learn from a Pasuk. And the Pasuk means that so it was left a little, either 2, 3, or 4, or 5. Here it was left only 5. That's all that was left. And we'll see how he knows it from a Messiah and from a Drasha. So these 5 survived. These 5, Chashav and Goyim, you know, by Goyim they were Chashav, Sancheriv, his two children, and all just survived this Malach who destroyed the whole camp. Nebuchadnezzar Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar is a tradition, is a Messiah. Nebuchadnezzar the Chsiv, it says that Nebuchadnezzar, when it came, when he threw Hanayim, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, he says, I see a fourth person. He looks like a Malach. Now, how do you know what a Malach looks like? Nebuchadnezzar, how do you know what a Malach looks like? Terry says he saw a Malach. When that Malach came and killed the Ashur army, he saw the Malach, and now he knew what a Malach looked like. The Malach Gabriel. Nebuchadnezzar, if he loved the Chazi, if he didn't see the Malach, how do you know what a Malach looked like? So that's what we know. So Nebuchadnezzar is a Messiah. Nebuchadnezzar, we know from Mariah, from this, that he saw a Malach, he knew what a Malach was. Sacher Shnei Vonov, it's the first apostle. The apostle says, Vayhi hu mishtachave beis nisroich elikov, that he was bowing down to his Avodah Zarah, Vada Melech, v'sharatzar bonov yikov v'cherev, and Adam Melech v'sharatzar's children hit him with a sword, and they killed him. And so you see that this was after he came back. His two sons were alive. Sacherim, his two sons were alive. So you see, Klar, all 5, that's how you know all 5 are alive. This is derived from these psukim over here. And these 5 were alive. And then the next Gemara will go into the Maisa, how Sacherim Taka landed up getting killed by his children. And Miyat Hashem, the next year, we will continue from here, what was exactly the story where Sacherev got killed by his own children.